Because I'm very much into collaborative and collective knowledge production and sharing. As you feel like. I just had this. Yeah. Immediate idea of why don't we go through the score collectively so that it's not like Irene or Daphne or
yeah, yeah.
Would that
sure.
be interesting
adding,
to you?
Adding?
Yeah, kind
more
of
though
like,
once he hears the recording will be he be able to differentiate that.
Yeah.
You know, like if I don't feel attached to having my name connected to my answers.
Exactly.
So.
That's what I was curious about. Like it could be the group as the author answering these questions.
Sure.
But then, of course, we have to find a way to negotiate, like, I am.
It'll be like a jam.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're responding to this as one being with multiple voices.
Mm-hmm.
Free flow.
Wow.
Yeah, we're a very creative group.
We're creating an under or over score over the score.
I think the only thing is what he's interested in is knowing that, like, connecting the number of years you've been doing CI to your answer and seeing if there's any correlation between how long you've been practicing and the kind of tactics that you use. So just for the purpose of his research, we may want to allow him in the recording to tell who's answering which question, just because otherwise it kind of...
We can also
we're being
like,
pretty
be
subversive.
Multiple.
We can give a name.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the only thing. I like the idea. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we could do that alone. Also, at
yeah.
another.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. True.
We can do
okay.
that alone.
Yeah.
Maybe
right
he
there.
Can enjoy.
Yeah.
I
can enjoy that.
As much as I know him, he would be curious what.
Okay.
Be,
great. 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 Great.
But I think it's a good point what you're making. We can make it another. Yeah. Anyway. So.
Yeah.
You record.
I'm recording already. Yes.
Oh, already.
Yes.
There you go. So we've already voiced our
score.
Yes.
I am
a human being.
Sometimes a woman.
Sometimes quite masculine.
Definitely a dancer.
I'm a mover.
But I also be still.
Believing that there is movement in stillness.
And I have also other social features in my life, so I'm not separately a dancer.
I bring my social qualities into the dance floor.
I've been doing CI for 18 years.
5 years?
43 years.
Seven years.
12.
I've been doing CI for life.
I hope I will die three-dimensionally with CI.
I've been doing CI for finding my core and finding my boundaries.
Finding out my base of relating to others and myself. I've been doing CI to learn how to release and relinquish
and when I'm at the jam. And when I feel not present, and I want to be present, normally I
realize that if I pay attention, where is my attention? This is a kind of a presence. And then I can play with it.
I usually observe what's being in the space, and at some point something gets my attention, and then I feel it in my body and I feel more present.
I don't have a specific sense of what does it mean to be lost in a jam, honestly. I question what does it mean to be lost in a jam. I think
I pay attention to being lost, but not necessarily defining as being lost, because now that I know where I am, that I'm in the state of being lost, so then I'm not lost anymore. So I find it also contradictory. And but there are times that I feel separate from the bigger picture, but not necessarily because I'm lost, and not necessarily because it's my choice. But I find myself separate. Mm. And sometimes I feel I am willing to engage back, and then I have strategies for that. But sometimes allowing to be separate becomes a strategy in itself.
Mm-hmm. I remember sometimes that I named it as lost, at the state as I'm lost, because I was confused about my relation to what's happening. I was questioning my role or my frame of being there. What am I doing in there? How am I relating to there? I named it lost, but as you said, when I name it, then I'm questioning something else and I find myself a place there, then it's not anymore the same state.
And when I realize that it's an I am, or I'm doing, I'm thinking, I'm something, I'm separated, I feel that it's not the way I want to dance, so the I is not, maybe the eyes that can look and receive things. So that is an illusion when I think about all of these things, I think.
For me, it's interesting, it's coming by listening, more awareness of I'm always separated, but in a very positive way. So my sense of separation and individuality within a jam space, that's what I am. That's what I'm, basically, I am all the time. And I think there is no questions. Why not when I am in the space? Whatever state I'm inhabiting, there is no point of wanting to be something different than what I am, because I am to be. I'm there to be or to witness a process. So I think sometimes I feel that the limit of this couple dynamics that makes people feel very weak or vulnerable in a jam space, because the couple seem the only island of survival and individuality in the sense of self is going missing completely. So I enjoy to be an individual who partners at times. That's my way of being happy and being in a jam. I'm an individual all the time, even when I'm partnering.
At a gym, when I feel lost or separate, I find it's usually when I have a waning interest. Some interest is kind of disappearing, or the interest has gone outside of me. So if I can cultivate like curiosity and infatuation, allow myself to become infatuated again, even with the smallest detail, for a moment, even if I have to kind of zoom in small for a moment, if I can get kind of reinvigorate the curiosity or the infatuation, then all of a sudden the wonder comes back. And as soon as the wonder comes back, then the joy comes back, then I feel a part again of something that's collective, because energetically I feel then that I'm contributing, not just taking up space.
If I were to teach this, all this, as a score, I would propose to start walking around the space in between bodies to observe, listen, see, feel, sense, for cultivating this curiosity and inquiry and finding what the individual I is being drawn to, giving space and time for that to arise, and also, yeah, that would be the initial step for me to propose. Really connecting within, without, within, without, and then finding something. And when I say something, it's not necessarily singular. There are, because I feel that we are poured with information in and out, and sometimes they create a composition that is driving me. It's not like, oh, I just see her arm going up there, but it's all the thing around that arm is also informing me and around me. So not necessarily trying to name what pulls my attention, but just sensing that something is pulling me. And for me, as a starting point, would be to wander around physically in the space around bodies, telescoping in and out, in and out, in and out.
I think I often trying to awake the explorer is on the same line of empowering the individual capacity of exploring and searching and creating. And from there, often I think people get free from lots of expectations from themselves, from the dance, from the floor, from many things. So even lots of aims, why you're there. So like bringing people to strong states of presence and in individual exploration. And then partnering, meetings, contact, dance, whatever happens will be just like in your movie, in your story, in your script. And then can shift so that it's much more often empowering in the space and allowance and freedom in entering, exiting, without having a lot of formality about what we are doing, what you want to get out of a dance, out of this person, with this person, not with that person. And now I'm alone, so just cut all these strings of expectations about the space.
Yes, and also taking the unknown path as a quality, something like that, to enjoy this field of unknowing.
If I can create a score or a lab that where we start to distinguish the accumulation of individual moments of awareness and consciousness rather than only a stream. If we keep coming back to this moment, then this moment, then this moment, then this, you know, whether it's like attention to one impulse, to one thing, and then the assembly of those into a stream of experience. Usually that's what can bring me back to my body. And then at a certain point, of course, that goes away, and then it's not like an unconscious thing, but sometimes I have to create structures that invite that consciousness in order then to move through that.
Because the time is up.
Pay attention and you are also.
Thank you all. If you have anything. And when I am recorded,